something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All my tampons full. I'll see you later.
Oh, yeah. You downloaded the app?
That's right, the tampon app. Yeah, well, the period app, right?
There's an app for everything.
Tell you when you're flooding. Yeah.
Well, it's connected to your pad.
Yeah. Craig Evans in the house. We were just talking before the break, Craig, how you're, you've always been, getting through and doing your job well, but you sounded really good yesterday. I mean, your voice sounded good. I'm not sure how you're feeling, but you sounded good.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate
how
that.
How you feeling?
A little bit better.
All right, good. All right.
We'll see.
You getting tired of being asked how you feel in real life? Not just the show. We do it on the show because the audience has to think we care.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Are you are y'all getting tired? Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
All right.
I don't see a lot of people.
That's a good point.
It's frustrating when people care about you.
Well, it can be overwhelming after a while. You say, okay, I'm fine. Let me alone. I'd be better if you just stopped asking me one of those kind of answers, you know?
Except for chicks.
Oh, chicks.
Yeah, if you're
one of the all chicks, guys love chicks.
I'd ask them.
Unless you don't.
Keep it up. Otherwise, shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We were at that party the other night, and Craig showed up. As Craig does, fashionably late.
Mm-hmm.
We were already all sat down at the table, and there was something going on. And he came over, sat down. My wife's like, "I just want to go over and hug Craig."
Yeah,
I'm like, "You're gonna have to wait."
Yeah.
We all
I'm sitting right here, but no, don't worry about that.
We all thought that. But we didn't.
He's a hugger too.
Yeah.
As soon as the thing was over, she got up. Okay, now you can go hug Craig.
Right. What I thought was good timing because you missed the meeting.
Yeah,
we had a meeting.
No, he didn't.
No, I got there.
No, you got there just in time.
That was happening.
Oh,
you got there. Yeah.
Well, perfect.
Yeah,
I got there just in time. Good. Well, then you're up to speed. All right. So I imagine you mentioned the ball game last night.
We did. Todd watched more than any. I didn't watch hardly any of it because I didn't really care. But I clicked on it. At that point, they were winning it pretty good.
I told myself I really
didn't care.
What time
was it over? I didn't really care.
I went to bed.
If it had been a great game, like a last touchdown, I wouldn't have been awake for it. That's the problem. What time was it over?
I bailed at halftime.
I heard the first half was 2 hours. I saw Eisen tweet something out or something.
It was 9:15.
Or Rick Riley tweeted something out like, can we finish this at the spring game, he said. First half is 2 hours long.
It was, yeah.
That's all about the NFL, man. The clock doesn't stop on first downs. The NFL moves those games.
I dropped off about 10:40.
It was still on?
Early in the fourth quarter.
10:40 Central?
Yeah.
11:40 Eastern.
Because they had blocked it out. If you look at your little timeline on the DVR thing,
right.
It was scheduled to go from 7 o'clock to 10:45, and it was probably going to last till at least 11.
That game should be 7 o'clock Eastern. I don't understand why they think 8 o'clock is the prime time. It technically is, but it should be 7 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah, you'd have to ask your TV executives about that. I don't get that one either.
It's crazy.
But it was
11:40?
Yeah.
South Carolina is on the East Coast.
Yeah.
So 11:40, Clemson fans were up. Now, granted, they probably took the day off anyway. They're crying in their beer, but still, some people have to go to work.
And it was 42-25 at that time, which ended up being the final. So the defense showed up for the last 13 minutes of that game. Or they might have just started putting the scrubs in.
Yeah, that's when the guys who haven't played all year get in.
Got it. Final, Craig?
42-25.
Yeah, oh, there you go. That was it was. I read the top preseason 25 for next year already. So,
Are Arkansas the Hogs in there?
No,
neither's
Nebraska, neither's Iowa.
Oh,
Iowa State's in there. Todd's boys are in there. My boys are in there too.
Herm's on board for a few more years.
2024, man. The Herm warning.
So apparently the LSU players were trying to fire up cigars in the locker room.
And what, you can't do that?
There's no smoking.
Oh.
I saw a video of Burrow just puffing one.
Oh, yeah?
So at least they did it for a little while. Somebody might have shut it down.
A police officer warned them that they can't smoke at the Superdome. Some of the players laughed, but the officer said, "No, I'll arrest you."
Yeah.
No one was arrested, but they did get the cigars eventually put out thanks to Barney Fife.
Barney Fife showed up? Oh, yeah, obviously it was him. Yeah.
No smoking.
Yeah. Well, cigars are nasty. So I don't
they
blame
really
them.
Are.
I don't blame them.
It's the national championship.
And you can't do champagne because all the guys aren't 21.
Yeah.
Yeah. College kids can't.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can have babies. How many kids are on the LSU team? Remember, there was, I swear, like 10 years ago, one LSU team had like 30 babies.
How many of them in wedlock?
I don't think any of them. No, there's always a guy. Marries his high school sweetheart, lives in a trailer outside of town. A
couple of big, ugly white linemen.
Yeah, that's it. They're the ones that marry their girlfriends really young because they got them. That's exactly how that is.
There's an article at thinkprogress.org from the middle of 2018. Addie Baird writes that research from the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, a libertarian think tank banked by the Koch brothers, projected that the Medicare for All single-payer plan would reduce the amount the U.S. spends on health care by more than $2 trillion.
Listen to Craig buying into the liberal philosophy. Oh, wait, that was the Koch brothers?
Yep.
Yeah. And it was a libertarian think tank?
At George Mason University.
Oh, okay.
It would, but every time you see this story, there's always people saying, I ain't giving up mine. Well, this is will be just as good, and everybody will have it.
I've often heard the rap that, single-payer health would cost taxpayers $5,000 a year. And then I looked and I said, well, I pay about $7,200 in insurance, and I would welcome the savings.
I pay a ton of insurance. Even with the plan we have in the building, you know.
Yeah, and it's not bad.
No, but you're right. My out of pocket's a bunch. So, no, I saw the orange guy tweeted out that he's helping people. I said no, he's not. He's trying to take away everything. But you know, those people are in the cult. So they're
keep
not
throwing money.
They're not going to buy. Not going to believe anything.
As your 409k. No, Laura, I have to disagree here. Yeah. They can't start the game at 7 Eastern because the West Coast wouldn't be off work by
No, they don't care about that.
They don't care about
that. It's all about East Coast time.
Right.
It's always been with the TV. I know L.A. is a big town, a bunch of big towns out there, but they need the East Coast ratings. That's how television business works.
65% to 70% of the nation's population lives in the Eastern time
zone. Right, and they want people home from work there. That's why it starts. I don't know why. I grew up on the East Coast, and 8 o'clock was prime time. And since I've been here a long time, I prefer 7 prime time, mainly because of my hours. But 8 o'clock was prime time. It always is. Monday Night Football is late. Everything's so late back there, especially when I go home and visit. I go, holy crap. I get confused on the time. Midwestern time's probably the best. But no, they don't care about the West Coast. That's
the West Coast. But I love watching football when I'm out in the West Coast.
But I would have missed every morning game.
It starts so
early. When I was in my
20s,
yeah.
Like the North Dakota State game, the FCS championship day the other day would have started at 9 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast.
Well, you knew who wasn't watching? The West Coast.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That was James Madison, North Dakota State.
They don't care.
they weren't watching that game.
That's probably why they scheduled that game then.
Yeah. They scheduled that game then to get it out of the way of all the NFL games.
Right,
I think so, too.
They didn't want to compete with the NFL.
Right.
But ABC carried that game. They actually had it on the network, so I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, good for them.
North Dakota State won that one.
They did. I told Tyler yesterday if I still lived in Fargo. Well, first of all, if I still lived in Fargo, I would have thrown myself in front of a sugar beet truck by now. But I would hate the Bison fan.
They're annoying. I could see them.
I'd probably, like and respect the Bison, the football team, the kids, but the fans have to be. I'm certain they're insufferable. Just a few people I keep in touch with from North Dakota.
Yeah.
They're insufferable.
Well, they've got a winning streak at 37 now.
Yep.
I think the longest one is Oklahoma has something unbeatable like 50-some games.
Yeah, they do.
They completed the first 16-win season.
We're talking about
in any division of college football since Yale in 1894.
I saw that. I knew it went back to the 1800s.
Yeah, I was playing high schools back then. Check out the schedules of those schools from the early 1800s. They played the local YMCA, high schools.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a lot of travel budget. No.
In this undefeated stretch, they won 3 consecutive national championships.
All right. Nobody cares. All right. Todd doesn't even care. He's from North Dakota. They won.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
They won 37 in a row.
I know. They're good.
That's notable.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Here comes that beat truck.
No, I could look at it from afar and say, "Ah, it's good to see North Dakota State get it. You know, just North Dakota getting on the map."
Yeah,
proud of your state, there, Todd.
Sometimes,
yeah. Never go back, but you're proud.
There's other details on this single payer.
Oh, role. What is that?
Okay, yeah. But nevertheless, it's overall
you're
it's,
buying into left leaning Todd and Tyler show. You know that, Craig?
No. This comes from the Koch brothers.
Oh, that's right.
This comes from their libertarian think tank saying, I think they,
Bernie would save a ton of money. I've seen this stat before. It would save a lot of money.
Bernie's been touting it, and they actually looked into it how much it would cost.
Right.
Now, former Clinton administration advisor Ken Thorpe told the Associated Press that even though people would not be paying premiums for their health care.
Is that Dorf on Medicaid? Was his name Dorf?
Kenneth Thorpe.
Oh, I think it puts out he said Dorf, too.
No, I was where he his source that he cited there.
Oh, yeah. We let it go.
No, I think he got through it clean.
Oh, he said Associated Press?
Yeah.
He did. Oh, damn it.
Associated Press.
No, he didn't get through that one clean.
The Clinton advisor said even though people aren't going to be paying premiums, the tax increases are going to be enormous. There's going to be a lot of people who would pay more in taxes than they save on premiums, so it's not a perfect deal.
No, but I think a
lot of people overall, we would spend less.
Yeah, but
vice versa, I think a lot of people would save money, even if it's a couple $1,000. But a couple $1,000 is a couple $1,000 to some of us.
Everybody wants it.
Yeah, unless you have a really good 409K.
Yeah.
But rich people don't have 409Ks, which is why you would screw that up because...
Isn't that like a version of the stuff you clean your windshield with, 409K?
That's what I did. I took all my 409K money and invested it in Formula 401. Because 1 and 9 are not even close on the keyboard. They're way across the either way.
He's insane.
Rich people don't have 401Ks.
You cannot.
Rich people have properties. Rich people have investments.
And by the way, most people don't even have 401Ks. Or they're well underfunded. So that is such a crock when they keep touting that. A lot of people don't have 401Ks.
It used to be the employer would match your contribution to the 401K.
Yeah, but a lot of companies didn't even have 401Ks.
And a lot of that's gone away. Right. Since 08. They had a reason to bail. Or if you're a company is publicly traded.
Right.
They got to tongue punch
the
board members.
You had me at tongue punch.
We know.
Yes, you do.
So China's going to test its own digital currency soon. Going to make up their own little cryptocurrency. Right.
What are they calling it?
Oh, I don't know.
China I watched that Bitcoin documentary.
You didn't.
By the way.
Yeah. You didn't.
Now, they're already more cashless than the rest of the world. Yeah. Hundreds of millions of Chinese accustomed to scanning an app to make a payment. They're ahead of us in this regard. So they're coming up with their own payment system. However,
I think most of the world is, really, when it comes to that. Because there are places around that still take, we don't want your, because they got to pay 3 cents a transaction or whatever. They don't want to take your card.
Well, it's also illegal in a lot of places now to not take cash. They're making that because people, it hurts poor people that don't have cards. They just have cash.
Yeah, but it's frustrating when you get somewhere that you can't use a card.
I know.
Oh, no. I think most places use cards. I thought they use cards. I mean, this town they all use cards. But I'm saying it's I would be pissed off if they wouldn't use cash also.
I mean, give me both of the options.
Right. You should have options, yeah. Oh, you definitely should have options, right?
Well, like when, isn't it the DMV or something? You got to have you either got to have cash or a check.
Yeah, I think
you can't
so.
Take
I think so.
Yeah. Or no, I think they finally, for when you get your plates, you can now start using a card.
Oh, you can
but
now?
There's like an extra fee.
Is that if you're there? Because when you renew it online, you can... Oh, that's just your registration and your plates. But no, we were in the middle of a cow pasture in Iceland, some little coffee shop, and they took cards.
Oh, okay.
There's pizza shops in this town that still, I think... they might have come around to taking your cards finally, but it used to be cash, or they'll take your check.
Right.
Oh, my wife and I almost got burned by that one time. Years back, we went to the little small town that her grandma lived in to take her out for lunch one day. Mm-hmm. Went to the local little pizza place. We got ordered everything. Here's the card. And they looked at us like we were from another planet.
Yeah.
And
you and that space car out front.
Yeah. We luckily scraped together enough cash to pay for the bill. Otherwise, it was going to be
washing dishes.
Yep. Yep, that was going to be. Or Grandma, you got some money. I know we came to take you out for lunch, but sorry.
But like if you want to drink on the plane, they don't take your cash anymore.
It's, no, I know they don't.
It's got to be a coupon or you give them the card.
And yes,
I don't know why that amuses me.
Yes,
so.
I want to drink on the plane. Yes, I want to drink on the plane.
That's always amused me.
Can you get gummy bears with your coupon?
No, don't say that.
That's an ancient Ron White.
That's a Ron White reference. Gummy bears is just stupid.
And gummy bears from your aunt.
I'll take aunt over gummy.
Real
it's
German
gummy
say.
Bears.
And aunt is just a total upper Midwest thing.
Yeah, no, it's upper class, upper crust.
No,
you're just showing your elitism.
No.
Yep, yep.
It's what I heard all when I was growing up.
Yeah,
and I hear it when I go to Minnesota, and then when I come, you know, east or south or west, then it's everybody says aunt. Yeah.
I bet the people in North Dakota said a few other things while you were growing up that you probably shouldn't say anymore either.
Aww. No, not really.
Racial slurs. I meant racial slurs.
Well, that's everywhere.
Yes, it is. That's cool again.
Right. Don't isolate that to North Dakota.
You can be racist again. I ran into a couple in my hometown.
Yeah.
That wouldn't...
Although they had many more
than a couple, actually.
Racial
slurs. I know a bunch of racists in my hometown.
For Native Americans.
Right. Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Great.
See, those weren't nationwide.
No. No, they weren't.
No,
they were pretty region specific.
That's just an upper Midwest thing.
Yeah. We never cursed out the Amish where I'm from either, by the way. We never did that.
Really?
I never heard anybody say anything. I don't even know what a racial slur would be for an Amish, although it's not a race, it's a culture. I don't know what you would even say.
Even if they were like, you know.
Check!
Even if they were backing up the highway with a buggy.
I didn't yell at the Amish. I didn't grow up right around them, but I went to college near them, and I just didn't yell at them. They did their own thing, and you just went on your life, you know.
You didn't get mad at them because they're different?
I didn't hang out with any Amish.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yam. That's your racial slur for Amish.
Oh, you just said it out loud.
The racial slur database.
Well, that's not nice.
That's a vegetable.
I don't even know what that means. You know, it doesn't sound like a slur.
No.
That's why I said it.
It sounds like a yam. Have you tried yam yet, Craig, with that throat?
No. I love that there is a racial slur database.
I know.
And it's a .org website.
Just don't call me Cracker. I get mad.
I'm fine with it.
The oppressed white guys. We're part of that group.
The difference in the Chinese cryptocurrency.
Oh, there you go. Great. Right. Bring us
back. The anecdote that I heard about, have you heard of this, Craig? The origin of Cracker? Is white guys are called crackers.
Because crackers are white.
No, because they were the ones cracking the whip.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
The slave days.
That'd be southern guys, southern white guys.
Yeah.
I'm completely unfamiliar with that.
Okay, well, it's completely anecdotal. So
that might be anecdotal.
I have nothing to back it up.
Right.
But in this day and age, that's great. You don't have to. That's what I love about the information age of today. You don't have to have anything to back it up.
And you can just out and out lie.
Sure.
And then people believe it.
Uh-huh. You know, if it comes from certain sources, it's infallible. It's the word of God.
So the difference in the Chinese cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Is that a dong?
That stuck to the tank.
I was pointing when I said that, by the way. One just showed up.
Do you think eventually we're working toward a uniform worldwide... cryptocurrency?
No, I doubt it. Oh, crypto.
Oh, eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
Eventually, sure. And, you know, even if it's 100 years, 200 years, 50 years, 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's probably going to start out country to country, and then I think it'll get standardized globally.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect. I heard that. I hope the audience did, too.
So the difference in the Chinese cryptocurrency is the crypto portion. China will be able to keep an eye on every transaction made.
Yeah, that's what you want. Yeah. That's because they are.
As opposed to no transactions made.
Right.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of the point of the cryptocurrency.
That's the downside of the
be
crypto.
Be untrackable.
It's actually the downside of the card. Everybody can keep track of everything that you spent. Like when you watch all those spy dramas. Can't use a credit card.
Nope. Good to know, Craig. A little different than the Bitcoin documentary, which is really excellent, by the way.
You didn't watch it.
Colorado Department of Public Safety says that investigators have found no evidence of criminal activity in the mysterious drone sightings over the northern part
of
Colorado.
That's just what they would say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No. All they said was there's no evidence of criminal activity.
That's what, just what they would say.
Reached radio silence when it comes to the drones now. Not much reportage going on.
Yeah, my neighborhood website freaked out on I saw some people on there pitching. Well, they saw one over the street somewhere. I said, yeah, it's probably a guy that owns a drone.
I'm with a couple of Facebook groups, and they haven't got much to say. Except they, a lot of laughing and joking. And I think it's the clowns, the angry clowns that are running the drones.
Yeah.
And whoever said the drones will go the way of the clowns is absolutely correct.
Exactly.
That's what's happening.
I saw that, yeah.
It's fading pretty quickly.
The Colorado Department of Public Safety
said
that it has received 90 reports of drone sightings at the Colorado Information Analysis Center since late November.
Oh,
14 confirmed to be owned by drone hobbyists, but the rest of the 90 not identified.
That means you're from outer space automatically.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to continue to look into this.
Because if you read the other news reports or look at the social media, you would think there would be thousands. There would be thousands of drones out there just watching your every move. So I got sucked into that. It was maybe a bit blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
But I'll get notes today. Nope, had one flying over my house last night.
Yeah, and Bigfoot was in your yard, too. Move
on. They weren't here the other day because it was too cold. They were here the other day because it was too windy.
Yeah.
But they're out to get you.
One Scottish man stands accused of humping and having public simulated sex with a fence and the hood of a minibus.
What kind of fence, though?
You can't even have public simulated sex?
Well, if you're just humping without your with your pants on, that's legal, right?
Yeah, we're talking a picket fence. We're talking a chain link.
I call that dancing.
Snow fence.
You're just dancing with the fence.
Right.
Really?
With your pants off.
No, was his pants off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry, Craig.
Well, we didn't get to that part.
Well, how did Puss know?
Good guess.
How does Puss know a guy's pants are down?
Well, he pulled him down.
Is that what you're asking?
He pulled him. That's why. He pulled him down.
Yeah. An elderly couple told us court in Scotland they saw 36-year-old David Bruce, likely in a drunken stupor.
Of course.
Pull his pants down and start rubbing himself as, you know.
You like it.
Nether regions
you
on a
like
wooden
it.
Fence before he moved over to a nearby minibus.
Man. That's, he's bisexual.
He was
likes fences
himself.
And buses.
Yeah. He was touching himself in the presence of neighborhood residents, now looking at a number of charges. His trial expected to continue next month.
Inanimate objects are one sexual fetish, or does that have to be certain inanimate objects? Because a fence and a car, there's an autophilia, I think that is, banging your car.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
wants to bang a fence?
Yeah, I think it's more specific. Every time you read about these guys, they've got a thing.
I know. This guy apparently likes whatever. Whatever's in front, he's going to hump, you know?
Yeah, that might have been the booze, not the fetish.
That's true.
He went with the fence first.
What kind of alcohol was that? I don't want that.
And then onto the bus.
I don't want that alcohol. We've all humped something we should have on alcohol. But, you know, I know it was human. It was always human for me. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they might have been saying the same thing. I shouldn't be humping this either. They were drunk.
Good chance.
A crude form of human.
Yes.
An early form of human.
but it was human.
Yeah.
That's right. Proud of that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.